Welcome to Achieve Greater, where we explore the principles and the practices that empower us to reach our highest potential. The key to complexity is simplicity, and the key to simplicity is the art of seeing the big picture, but focusing on a single step. My name is Chad Nevin, and I want to welcome you to an exploration of how we can achieve greater in our life by navigating complexity through the vision of simplicity. First, we have to understand complexity and simplicity. It sounds like a simple thing, but it's actually quite complex. So first thing that we want to do is complex. What is complex? Complex is really, in my opinion, the art of making things more complicated than they need to be. Complex is a system or a grouping of small tasks or actions linked together. Now, this may be mechanical as in a machine, such as an engine or a clock, or it might be something like the processes that we use each day, like getting ready for work in the morning or prepping for a date in the evening. There's a lot of individual, smaller tasks that need to be accomplished, but as a whole, there's a lot of steps that need to be remembered and in what order. And oftentimes what we do is we look at the big picture and we see this complex task. And we go, there's no way I can do that. Start a business. I don't know how to start a business. I don't know how to begin. I don't know where to start. Blah, 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 blah. We look at the complexity of it all. But simplicity, it's not a lack of tasks. It's not a lack of functions or actions that we need to take. It's simply understanding what is the next step I need to take. It's breaking it down into a simple action. I like to look at complexity and simplicity in the lines of math. You give me a complex algorithm that I have to figure out, and to me it's complex, it's a pain. You give me a formula, yes, it helps me get to a desired result, but ultimately I have to look at it and say, okay, I want X result, right? So I've got to go through this formula to get there, which is a complex thing, until I break it down so that I can have it more clear. I can focus specifically how to move forward. See, with complexity, it leaves us often feeling overwhelmed, while when we approach it with simplicity, it provides clarity and focus for our day and our daily tasks. So let's focus in on taking a look at the big picture. The importance of having a holistic view of our goals, our challenges, our opportunities. Because if we don't have the big picture in mind, then all of the small steps are going to seem futile. We're going to lack motivation. We're going to lack drive. We're going to lack what it takes to accomplish the goals because we don't really see the bigger picture of what it all looks like. If you told me that I had to create 100 pieces of content every single week, I used to look back and go, there's no way I could do that. That's insane. Until I figured out a system, some steps that I needed to take to where I can put out 50, 60 pieces of content a day without even blinking, just because I know how to go about it. So oftentimes, seeing the big picture enables us to make informed decisions instead of emotional decisions, and to navigate the complexity effectively. Can you imagine trying to balance your budget if you only had access to the income records, but not the outcome? Or what if you tried to run a vehicle, but the only thing you ever put in it was oil? Now, the engine might turn over smooth when you cranked it, but it wouldn't go anywhere. So you've got to have a bigger picture. What is the total aspect of everything involved to understand how to make things move forward? And that's where we begin to focus on the single step. See, once we have an overwhelming, overarching picture of what it's supposed to be, what it's supposed to do, what it's to accomplish, then we break it back down and we focus on a single step. I help people often with my clients. I help them to understand that there's only one thing that you need to do each day. There is not a list of things. There isn't a list that's going to help you accomplish more today than you did yesterday. Ultimately, it's going to come down to one single step. There's only one thing that you need to accomplish each day. We do this by getting an overarching picture of everything that needs to be accomplished, and we write it all down on a piece of paper. And then we simply identify, if I could do only one thing today, what would be the one task that would move me closer to my goal than any other task? And then that is the only thing that you focus on until it is completed. At the end of the day, you can go to bed rested knowing the most important thing was taken care of. You can get up the next morning motivated because you know that you were able to accomplish the most important thing, and you know what the most important thing is for today. Now, every time you complete a task, you look and you reassess your list. And you say, hey, now that I have accomplished this, does this change the most important thing for me to do next? Because oftentimes, the accomplishment of a goal or a task will now reprioritize and restructure the importance of everything that comes after it. So focus on that individual step by breaking down every complex task into manageable little steps. Say I'm going to put out a piece of content, we'll say video form. If I take a video, I can sit down, turn on my phone, record the video. Now most people would say, okay, I did my video for the day. Now I can take that video and I can simply just upload it to YouTube, upload it to Instagram, upload it to Rumble, upload it to Facebook, and I'm done. Okay, cool, four pieces of content, right? But is it four pieces of content or is it one piece of content in four different places? So the next step that I would do is take that video, I would put it inside of my software, and I would open it up, and then I would put my branding specific to each one of those platforms. Maybe my YouTube video is going to have a little subscribe button pops up. Maybe my LinkedIn video is going to have a little blue caption underneath that matches the platform. My Instagram might put my Instagram handle in the bottom corner. Each time we place a piece of content, we want to think about it in context. So now that I have each of those videos rendered down, now I can upload four separate pieces of content, five separate pieces of content. Okay, they're not identical, they're unique. Maybe I'll make a couple cuts based on what is the most on this one. Thank you. efficient and more skilled at your craft. And you'll find that you can create better content with purpose than you could had you not. But we're not going to get all into the content and the purpose behind all that today. We want to focus on how to find that equilibrium between the depth and the width to achieve simplicity without oversimplifying. You don't want to just, in this scenario, grab a video and then just chop it into five pieces and upload it. You do want to make sure that each one of those clips makes sense, that it's structured for each platform. But what you don't want to do is spend 6 hours on a couple of shorts so the text is in exactly the right spot. Make sure that the content is good, the message is clear, and it isn't ugly to the eye. Another thing that we want to encourage you to do is to practice mindfulness and presence. The role of mindfulness and presence in simplifying my approach to complexity is this. You want to be attention-focused. You want to be aware of what you're doing and the effect that it's going to have on those around you. And then stay present. Don't focus on one task, but be thinking about another. If you do that, you're going to find that the quality of the results that you're creating in your life are not going to be where they should be. One thing to do is, as you're doing a task, ask yourself in your mind, how is this going to affect, and then fill in the blank. Who are you going to connect with after completing this task? Ask yourself that as you're doing the work, and that will keep you mindful of the purpose behind the action that you're doing. So again, remember that to understand complexity and simplicity, we have to understand that just because there are many steps, it does not mean that we cannot simplify it down into basic tasks. We focus on the big picture, so to have an overarching view of what it is that we want to accomplish and why through each task, and then go through and focus on a single step at a time. Only one step, making sure that we keep at the top of mind, that we don't go into too much detail while also not oversimplifying. And we do this by staying focused on the outcome and how it affects ourselves and the world around us. Apply these principles of simplicity and focus into your life and your pursuits. I invite you to go ahead, go down in the show notes, ask questions, leave a message, and above all, make sure that you like and subscribe and share this episode with somebody who needs it. Thank you so much for tuning in to Achieve Greater. Remember, keep striving for simplicity and focus one step at a time and pursue your goals and aspirations in life. Go ahead and check me out at Chad Nedland over on Facebook, and I'd love to connect with you soon. Drop me a message. I'd love to help you move forward today.